Yes, sir. You reach home?
Yes, how are you going?
Yeah. That's okay. So, how's your lunch? Like, you completed your lunch?
Yes. I've left. We had lunch. I've left and I'm back home again. So.
Okay, lovely. So, right now you're in your home, correct? Yeah, you can connect the mobile phone to the charge. So you just do one thing. I need to just start the security, the last layer of the security. Okay, and started the scanning for you. So in the meantime, you just do one thing. You put me on speaker.
Yes, on speaker, yes.
Yeah, and open the Red AnyDesk application. Open the Red AnyDesk. And you haven't received any call from the bank either, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah. And there is a good news is that we have just simply deceived that location and we are ready to go to get the information from the Interpol of that branch people who are just involving in this matter. So that's why I think they are not trying to call you, because once they are just trying to call you, you will just get the location from which branch it is coming up, all right? So that's why.
Okay.
So no problem if they're not calling you, but we will be able to trust them. But there will be a most probable chance they are going to call you, okay? So no problem.
Okay.
You open the Red AnyDesk application.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah. And
yes,
press on start now. Press on start now. Yeah. Now, what the security which I'm going to start right now, this is the vital security. And remember one thing, once I leave you, like after 10 to 15 minutes, you need to remember one thing, because on 7:26 or 7:30, the security will be done. So for the meantime, in between 2 or 3 hours, you did not need to use your mobile banking application. Okay. Otherwise, it will be simply what happened. If you log in and log out to your account, there will be a most probable chance that the security is getting totally deactivated. Okay. Because we are just enabling the firewall security. Yeah. So just give me a moment. Yeah. You log in to your Commonwealth. You just log in to your Commonwealth first. First you log in. Let me just simply check the security.
Logged in now.
Okay. Now you have logged in now. Just give me a moment. And how is your internet is working today?
Oh, well, it's been pretty good.
Okay, it's been pretty good, all right? Yeah?
There we go. There was a little circle spinning around before, but that stopped.
Yeah, that stopped. Now, I'm just simply pressing the home button, and I need to start the sensor for your mobile phone, okay? So once you see any sensor will be coming up, you just do let me know. That security sensor will be coming up.
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you see the sensor has been coming up?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, for the time, you just simply do one thing. You flip your mobile phone upside down, sir. You flip your mobile phone upside down. Like, your back camera needs to be... Yeah, your back camera needs to be in the sky, and your front camera, it needs to be face down on the table. Okay.
Right. Is that right?
Yeah. So you have flipped the mobile phone upside down.
I have.
So leave the mobile phone just for 2 to 3 minutes. Let me just check the security and then I'll let you know. And in the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water or make a cup of tea for you. All right.
Why did I have to turn the phone over? Why was that?
Sorry?
Because
as we have started the security, it will be activated the sensor, okay? The sensor which you have at the top onto the mobile phone. You recognize once you talk to somebody, your phone screen is going to be black, and once you just remove it from your ear, the screen will be coming up.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so that is the sensor. So once we started the sensor, it will be releasing some of the radiations, all right? So we don't want that the people's are going to, their skin are going to be harmed or anything. That is the reason, because we don't want to take any risk from there, right? So that's why.
All rightio.
Yeah. So let me just check the sensor, each and everything. And if you want, you can take a glass of water for you, sir.
Not yet. Okay.
All right. Let me just check all the sensors first. And like today is your work is like it is today is the off, like your work is off. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Give me few minutes. All right. Give me few minutes. And today is your work is off?
My work is what, sorry?
Like today your work is off?
Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of jobs to do over the farm when I'm done here.
Okay.
Basically, today's been. I was down at I was away today, put it that way. Yeah, I had a couple of an early morning meeting, and then I went and visited a friend, and
okay.
I've come home. So.
All right. So, how is your day going on, sir?
Oh well, pretty well.
Pretty well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been at the back of my mind a lot, but otherwise it's been pretty good, yeah.
Okay, lovely.
So did you say you've located the final piece in the puzzle?
Yes. Within 2 or 3 hours, we are just going to get the branch people's locations, all right? Within two or three hours. Yeah.
Right, okay. So what about your life? What do you just occupy your whole life? What you're doing?
Because I want to give my each and everything to my just work. I just simply I like the job, and that's why I'm a little bit dedicated it.
Right.
Because you know that. Whatever you are interested on that, you need to do that, right? Whatever you like, your heart says, you need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the thing.
Right. Yeah. True. So what country did you come from? Have you been in Australia long?
No, actually, the thing is that my father is from Australia and my mother is from United Kingdom, so right? And they just simply got married, and that's why I am just simply
right.
Understand. And what about you, sir?
Oh, well, it's just your voice. You sound more like somebody like the Philippines.
Because my mom is an Asian, right? That's why.
Oh, righto. Okay. Yep.
And that is the reason. My mom nationality will be Christian, and that is the reason.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I have done, I have just simply started the security. Okay. Let me just check. Yeah. Let me just check for the time.
So.
And did you?
Did you have a history in the police force?
Like what type of history, sir?
I just wondered if you had a working, you know, career in the police force?
Actually, the thing is that we deal with the anti-fraud department. I'm not a police person. That is the thing. So we submitted, we submitted all the things. I'm a technical person, sir. Like, I work in the IT department, and that's why what I just simply, you know that what you just, first you just be handy with the mobile phone. I have started the security. You just be handy with the mobile phone.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And first of all, let me start the scanning onto your mobile phone first, and then we will talk. Just give me a moment.
No worries.
Okay. Now, the thing is that, what I can say, the thing is that I like IT profession, all right? So, what I normally do, once I just try to apply for the job, first I just trying for the Telstra, right? The Telstra NBN, you have just heard about NBN, the National Broadband Security, Network, yes. So I just tried them. I just work on the NBN for last 6 to 8 months. All right. So once So once I work on the NBN, so I have just get. Can you just click on I will use it responsibility, responsibly. Can you just click on that? I will use it. Tap on that. I will use it responsibly.
I'm tapping.
Yeah, nothing changes.
Nothing doing.
Okay, wait for a second.
Oh, there we go. Now okay. just long.
It will be coming up. Let me just check, because sometimes the network is freeze, and that's why. Tap on that. I will use it responsibly.
Tapping.
Nothing happening.
Tapping.
Okay.
Wait, something just happened then.
Okay, let me just check. So once it will be coming up again, so you just tap up, I will use it responsibly. Tap on that.
Yeah, just do that thing.
Okay, let me just check.
Change color, there we go, it's got refresh.
But it is not working. Okay, just let me just close the page and let me restart it once again. So I'm just telling you, once I just simply work on the NBN, I have just get a lot of idea regarding the securities, regarding each and everything. All right. So we are, because you know that in the very early very early time, there will be some of the problems is going on from the NBN either, the NBN department, like due to the network and near about 2016 or 2017, that NBN had just simply got an advertisement issues, because on that time, I think there will be something called freezing. Okay, leave that. Let me start the sensor for you. Let me just simply start the sensor for you. Now, the thing is that what happened on 2016 or 2017, lots of people are facing the problem with their network, with their internet network things. All right. And that's why we have just simply talked to the Federal Court of Australia, and they have just issued a notice that suppose if you have installed internet in your place from the Telstra, Optus, Dodo, this kinds of things, if you have Vodafone. So what happened? Lots of people are giving us the complaint that what happened? The providers is just taking the fees from you. They will just simply that they are going to providing you the 100 Mbps speed or more than 100 Mbps speed. But what happened? Once the people are using their internet, and once the internet will be used for 1 month, after 1 month, they will get to see that they are paying their bills for getting the 100 Mbps, 200 Mbps, what their local providers have declared to them. But they are not receiving those data speeds, and they are just complaining all the things. And you know that NBN is not a company. NBN is a government association, which will be created for the internet, which, like, apart from the local states, right? like Melbourne, yes, Sydney, Queensland, there will be a lot, yes, of small villages where the people are not getting the facilities of the internet, correct? So that's, yes, why NBN has created by the government so that they can just simply like provide the internet to the locality on the small town or small villages where the people are not getting that internet, right, for their, yes, normal usage. So that is the, yes, reason. And once we just got the complaint, we have just got the right with, to tied up with the different companies. Like, then it will be created as Telstra NBN. What happened?
Right.
The thing is that NBN is going to provide the security, but in the minimum charges. And what we have just got the notifications from the federal department. So they have issued the notice that whatever the peoples have invested to just simply get their new connections or the installation fee, whatever they have paid. So if they are not satisfied with the internet, they can complain to the NBN. And what does NBN do? They are just going to provide, or they are going to change their like wires or the interiors, the router or the interiors, and they are not going to take any installation fee. All right. And they are, the customers will going to get the enhancement of the like good internet speed, right? So that's why there will be internet quality has been upgraded once the NBN has taken place. And now more than 50% of the customers are nowadays using the NBN. Suppose you're using the Optus providing you the router, but the fabrics which you have in your home, the Wi-Fi fabrics is from the NBN. All right. So that is fine. So, then I have just tried for the different one, the anti-fraud department from the NCA. I have just tried for that. And once I got the call from them, I just liked the job because there will be, I will get to know a lot of things, how we can just simply protect the informations or these things. Because on the Telstra, we just protect the internet securities. But what about the things which is coming out from the different locations? So once I got those things, I get to know those things, I am getting a little bit interested. And you know that in Australia, what is going on? If you are an outsider, suppose for Australia, I'm an outsider, right? I'm a Christian person, yes, I'm an outsider. So the thing is that the pay scale will be just providing, because the company knows that outsiders will do the work in a low pay scale, apart from the Australian citizen, correct?
Yes.
That's why once I got the job, I don't know about those things, like what is the pay scale depends. But once I have my close friends, like Justin or different friends, so who are the proper bi-born, they are from the Australia. So they have just give me the idea, like what about the pay scales are going on. So I understand, but I'm not thinking about the salary. I'm just thinking about the work, because I like the work. I'll protect more than 1600 to 1800 people in the last 6 months. So that's, I feel very pleasant. I feel very happy to do those things. Because once, like, what is my achievement? In the first day, you are just shouting on me. You are just very angry on me. But once you are understanding the things, once you being comfortable with me, and you just simply cooperate with me, that is my achievement. Right.
Yep.
So that is the thing. I like, that is the reason. Because it will be building our relation, right, sir?
Yes, absolutely.
That's why.
Yes.
How you talk to me very politely. I like that you just like my family member, so I'm just talking. That's why. There is no customer or any technician relation now. I just feel from my end. So that is the thing. Okay?
Yep.
So let this scanning be. Do not touch the mobile phone, sir. Okay? And give me a few minutes. I need to just check something and then I'll just call you back. Okay? Let this scanner is going.
Yeah.
You just take rest and let. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time. Yeah? Thank you, sir.
No worries.
I'll be calling you with 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. No worries.